Well, hello there. So, I wanted to switch things up a bit. I got some feedback and was asked to do something more casual, just me being me, talking to you. No storyline. No girlfriend experience. No sleepiness. So yeah, I think that's a good way to switch things up. And I thought that maybe I could excuse me. Maybe I could share, a little story time or something. I was also asked to do some more singing and guitar playing, and I'm in the mood. I did just wake up not too long ago, so you're gonna have to excuse my morning voice. It's a bit more, I don't know, is it deeper than normal or raspier than normal? I don't know. Anyway, I did just wake up not too long ago, and so, yeah. I don't know, come hang out with me. Since I'm gonna be playing guitar and singing, I thought I would share a little story about how I got into playing guitar and how I got my guitar. So, story time with Miss Pretty Please. Ooh, and my stomach is growling. I'm sorry. I'm hungry too. I'm gonna eat after this, but. Story time with Miss Pretty Please. Part one. I don't know. Let me know if you want more story times or something. I think it would be fun to share. Right, so when I was in middle school, I was I think 13 or 12 years old, or turning 13. At this point, I was really not into birthdays. I didn't care to celebrate my birthday. I still don't really care to celebrate it too much now, but yeah, my parents one day came into my room and I was like, oh shit, what did I do? They normally never just like, come into my room. And they did this time and I was like, what did I do? I don't remember doing anything bad. And they're like, hey, can we talk to you? And I was like, yeah. And they were just like, oh, what do you want for your birthday? And I was like, oh, I want a puppy. They're like, no. I was like, what? So I was like, all right, well, if I can't have a puppy, then I don't want anything for my birthday. Like, I'm okay. Just take me to dinner and I'm happy. And they're like, no, we want to get you something. So I was like, okay. It took me a couple minutes to come up with what I wanted. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? I want a guitar. No. I want a black acoustic guitar. Yeah, that's what I want. And my dad was like, oh, okay, cool. And my mom's like, a guitar? Really? Okay. You know how moms are. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want. And they were like, okay. So on my birthday, my dad took me down to the city and we went to a couple of music stores. I didn't see any guitars that I really, really liked. I really wanted a black one. So after a while, we took a break. We got pizza, and he's like, oh, I don't know where else to go look. You're not seeing anything you like in the guitar stores. I'm like, I know. And then he's like, you know what? We should probably check out some, like, pawn shops. And I was like, what the hell is a pawn shop? We found one. We went to the first one. We were gonna go to a whole bunch, but right when we walked into the first one, guess what was hanging on the wall? Let's say it together. A black acoustic guitar. It was waiting for me. Yeah, it was awesome. It was like, it's one of my favorite memories with my dad, just going to different music stores and then just magically stumbling upon the exact guitar I want. So we got it, of course, and yeah, it was very exciting for both of us. It's just a black Fender acoustic guitar. I've had it since I was 13. And yeah, I always mess with my dad because growing up he had all the cool stuff. Like he had an electric Fender guitar and it was baby blue and he always showed me pictures of it and he had a motorcycle and a Camaro and I was like, why did you not keep all this cool stuff? Like, did you not think about me? And he's like, yeah, I was not thinking about you. I was like, ah. I'm like, I could have already had a guitar, a car, a motorcycle. I would have took all of your stuff. But nah, he's the best, and so is my mom. I'm so lucky. They're mine. But yeah, they got me lessons for my birthday, guitar lessons. I only took one lesson though because the dude was super sketchy. Like, yeah, I didn't go back. So I only technically had one lesson. And I ended up just teaching myself how to play. I mostly learned from a book. And, you know, I learned like the main guitar chords. And of course, like, you know, tutorials on YouTube. And one of my friends from middle school, he taught me some songs sometimes. Oh, a cute mini story about him. He was my friend, and he taught me, like I said, some songs, and he brought me one of his guitar picks from home, and I was like, oh, I don't need that. I already have guitar picks at home. And he was like, oh, okay. But later that day, it was, I remember it was the last class of the day. I don't know if we were going on vacation or if it was summer or something. Maybe school was ending. My birthday's in May, so yeah, school was ending. So maybe we got out early or something that day. But I remember it was like the last class. He ran up to me so fast. I'm like, what is he doing? He runs up to me. He's like, hold out your hand. And I was like, okay. He's like, here, late birthday present. And I look at my hand, and he turned his guitar pick into a necklace for me. It was so sweet. I think I cried because it was so cute. I always get really emotional when people give me things. I cried and I gave him a hug and I was like, oh, I love it so much. And I think I wore it like every day, like all like the rest of school, the rest of summer. I just wore it every day. Super sweet. He was so sweet. And like years later, he told me that he had like the biggest crush on me, and I thought that was so cute. I was like, yeah, and I still have it. I don't, it's not a necklace anymore because the little chain he put on it broke, but I still have the pick he gave me. It's like a little cute, it has like a cute design on it. It looks like confetti. And it had like this gold writing on it, but it's off of it now because it's old, but I still have the guitar pick. But yeah, I thought that was really, really cute. But yeah, there's two little stories. And yeah, and I play every now and then. And yeah, if I hear a song I like, or if I want to learn a new song, I take out my guitar and I play. I have an electric car. I can't talk. I have an electric guitar as well. And if you've seen the picture, a picture of me in the background of my room, you can see the little Marshall amp I have. Yeah, I have an electric guitar somewhere. Somewhere is somewhere, but I play I play my acoustic a lot more. But yeah. Hope you enjoyed my little story time, but oh my gosh, my stomach. Hope you enjoyed my little story time. And yeah. So the first ever Pillow Talk audio I ever posted was called The Song Game. So basically, I think I just like sang, some songs, and this time I'll sing some songs and I'll play guitar and I'll sing for you, and it's a guessing game basically. I'll play a few songs, little bits of songs, and then I don't know, you can listen to me, and if you want to guess what songs I'm singing, and if you get them all right, I don't know, I'll buy you a pony or something. But yeah, I thought it'd be fun to bring the song game back one last time. Do some singing. Yeah, so let me sing. I picked out a couple of songs. I probably shouldn't sing because, like I said, I just woke up, so my voice is all raspy and stuffy. But yeah, I think you will know this first song. Well, hold on, let me get situated. All right, first song. Let me see where I need to put this. That's too high. Right, that sounds good. If my stomach would stop growling. Okay. Wise men say only fools rush in. Take my whole okay. That was the first song. Next song. Next song. Don't you know I'm no good for you? I've learned to lose. You can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding. Say like could lie and say I like it like that, like it like that. Oh my goodness, I am rusty as heck. Okay, and next song. Do you know any of these songs? Am I singing horribly? Yes. Okay. I don't know if anyone will ever know this song. This might be a hard one. This is a song from a movie that I used to love as a kid. And I remember hearing this song and being like, ah, all the feels. Let me see. Oh, wow. That is not even. That'll work. Alright. This is the play. This is too high. It's too high. It's too high. This is the place where I sit. This is the part where I loved you too much. Oh, shit. This is the place where I sit. This is the part where I loved you too much. This is as hard as it gets. 'Cause I'm getting tired of pretending I'm tough. If anyone knows where that's from, we need to be best friends. And the last song, this is just for fun, because I'm playing so bad today, and I shouldn't have just woken up and just started talking, but we're already too deep into this, so I have to finish, right? Okay. Okay. The song has like two chords. Hold on, let me see. Where does it start? It's like. Like when you thought you felt so happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me. But felt so lonely in your company. But that was lovely. And it's an ache I still remember. Let me just go to the chorus. Oh. But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened and now we were nothing. I don't even need your love. I hope you enjoyed. Hopefully you get the songs. And yeah, I'm just being silly and bye.